The little Band-Aid on my eye is what happens when your wife becomes your secretary and you treat her like one. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We went in and just had a guy look at it, and next thing I know, he's cutting the thing off. So that's all that is. Sister Walcott, would you mention in that the seniors meal is at 4 p.m. instead of 5:30? It's at 4 p.m. Okay. So I want to make that correction. That was my error. It's going to be at Pastor Kyle's house this coming Saturday, and it is at 4 p.m., not 5:30. And also for the men, there is no men's meeting this coming Saturday because of the Thanksgiving meals and et cetera. We're going to postpone that till the following Saturday. So for all of our men, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday in the multi-purpose room at 3 o'clock, Pastor is going to be actually teaching in that men's meeting and then open the floor up for questions and answers on anything that our men might be wanting to talk about. And we're just going to have a good men's session on how to treat our ladies better. Amen? How to avoid black eyes. Okay. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. I got a little bit of an unusual teaching tonight. And it's going to take me probably about 10 minutes to lay the foundation so that we understand a little better what it is that we're going to be teaching on. It's a real simple thought. But at the same time, gives power to the word in our mind and heart. We can grasp the power of the word of God. And that when we see a particular word, the word that we're going to be talking about here tonight, when we see that word and we read it in the word of God, we can stop and we can back up and find out what preceded this word, giving power to what is going to follow. And you'll know what all that is here in just a second. So Romans chapter 8, in verse number 1, the word of the Lord says, there is therefore, everyone say therefore. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is therefore. And I'm going to talk to us tonight on this little subject. What therefore is therefore? What therefore, one word, is therefore, two words. You follow that? For the guy in the back writing the title, the first therefore is together, second therefore separate, spelt slightly different, drop the E on the second four. And I believe the Lord has a little treat for us tonight, if that is all right. I enjoy putting it together, that's for sure. And I know the Lord is going to bless us tonight with his word. So let's pray. Ask God to help us open our minds and our hearts. Father, Lord, your word is so precious. Every word that has been put together, God, and ordained by you in the Holy Writ is to help guide us and lead us and direct us and strengthen us. And Father, we call upon your Spirit tonight, right now. We just call upon you. And I ask you, Lord, that you anoint every mind that is in this building. God, that we might understand the word of the Lord. Open our ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. And that our hearts would be tender to your word. That we might absorb it within us, God. That we might walk out of here, Lord, strengthened by the word of God. We just ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody say amen. Amen. So turn to your neighbor and look at him and ask the question. What is therefore, therefore? You can be seated. There are 1,220 therefores in the Word of God. And every time that that word is used, it is preceded by arguments and followed by conditions or results. And if we will learn to pay attention when the Lord uses this word in the scripture to back up and find out what precedes it, it will give us better understanding what follows it. And it will strengthen the word of God in our life. Now, we're going to seem like for a second that we're in a legal meeting here for a couple of minutes, but I want you to fully grasp and understand the power of this word, therefore, and why no doubt Jesus or God chose to use this word in so many of his arguments or proclamations in the Word of God. In the English, or in the world, the government, parliament, there is a set of rules which are called the Roberts Rules of Order. Most people have heard of them. Anyone that's been in an association meeting that is done properly has heard of them. And if you've been in any kind of political meetings, you have heard of Robert's Rules of Orders. It is the foremost guide. It is the one that is used more than any other set of rules, which brings the guidelines into meetings around the world. And it is the set of rules that is adopted by our government when the parliament gets together and meets, when the legislator or the judicial gets together, or the executive branch, whatever part of the government gets together and they begin to have meetings, they use the set of rules that is called the Roberts Rules of Order. And the way that this came about was that a man by the name of Henry Morton Robert, who was an engineer in the Army, was attending a local church, and they happened to have a meeting that day. And so some of the board members came up to him, figuring that since he was an authority in the Army, surely he would know how to run a church service or a church meeting. So they asked him to do it, and he said, well, what could be so difficult about that? Well, by the time he got to the end of that meeting, totally embarrassed, the chaos, everything out of order and uncontrolled and etc., he made up his mind that there should be a set of rules that governs when people come together and keeps things in order. Because he was in the Army, he did a lot of traveling, and he would attend meetings as he would go, just to kind of check things out. And it was amazing to him that everybody had their own set of rules, and they all follow their own little set of pattern of things. And he thought, you know, this is so confusing. So he set out to put together what has become known as Robert's Rules of Order. And they were very well done, very thought out. He was obviously a very intelligent man. And they are used here today. In this set of rules of orders, the Robert Rules of Order, is something that is called a motion. Now, the motion is very important. That is when the meeting comes together, the president or whoever may be directing the meeting is standing before the congregation. And then someone will either raise their hand to produce a motion, or they, if it is a very important motion, they will probably turn in a set of requests or a set of things that they are asking for. And they'll submit these to the floor, and they'll look over them. And the motion is a very important thing, because it is what brings the resolution to the floor. And then The reasoning behind this motion will usually have, and you've all read these, it'll say whereas and whereas and whereas and whereas. And what the whereases are doing now, you know, don't minimize the whereases. They're very, very, very important. In fact, it is the whereases which precede the therefore. And so when you're in the Word of God and you read the Word and you come to this word, therefore, you need to back up and reread and find out what the whereases were, because the whereases are in there. The therefore is the last paragraph of the resolution, and the whereases are everything that precedes the therefore. And so let me give you a quick example, and then we'll try to get into the word of the Lord. In 1988, the United Pentecostal Church at General Conference adopted a very important resolution into the Constitution of the United Pentecostal Church. And it started out like this. The resolution was submitted. The motion was made. The motion was second. That put it on the floor. It put everything in motion. That's why it's called a motion. And then it starts out. It says, whereas our world has been racked with a number of years by the corporate sin of abortion, and whereas the United Pentecostal Church International must confront the moral and ethical challenge to our North American society, whereas the Holy Bible does provide insight into the climate of sexual permissiveness and prevalent in our generation, and whereas the Bible acknowledges God as totally involved in the creation of new life, and whereas the Bible further acknowledges that a woman is with child at conception, whereas the Church of the Living God has a responsibility in protecting the rights of the unborn, therefore. So in this resolution, they lay down all of these reasons of why we need to take this action. And that is what the therefore does in a resolution. It divides the reason between the action. Because of this, what is the results? What is going to happen? What are we going to do? And so it goes on to say, therefore, be it resolved that the United Pentecostal Church International go on record as opposing abortion on demand. Be it further resolved that we voice our opposition to any legalization. You know how the word's pronounced. My Louisiana tongue ain't quite getting it right. At provincial, state, or national levels, which would bring about a climate designed to undermine the sanctity of human life, further destroying the moral fiber of our society. Be it further resolved that we give ourselves to earnest prayer for an awakening in the North American society of moral consciousness concerning this issue. Be it further resolved that we encourage and help provide for proper biblical solutions to this problem, and that we continue to reach out to those who have been caught or blighted in any way by the effect or contemplation of abortion. Be it further resolved that we encourage our ministers and churches to assist and counsel those with unwanted pregnancies concerning biblical alternatives. Be it further resolved that we again reaffirm that we want to minister with compassion to those who may presently suffer the trauma of having an abortion. And so the United Pentecostal Church recognized that there was a problem in the world. Abortion was growing and becoming rampant, and that we had not voiced our opinion in this area. So a resolution was drawn up. The whereases were set in place, which described the horror of what abortion can do. And so then the therefore is the point in the resolution that says, now, because of this, this is what we're going to do. And so when you realize what the therefore is, all of a sudden it becomes very important in the Word of God. Because when you read of therefore, there is now no condemnation. You have to ask ourselves, why is God saying that? What is causing him to take this action? When you read the chapter before, you read about Paul the Apostle saying, I try to do good, good, but I can't. There's evil present in me every time that I want to do good. There's sin in my body. There's things that happen that I just can't seem to have control over. I want to live for God, but I have weaknesses. I want to do right, but I have failures. And these were the horrors. These were the facts of life. So God steps up and says, I understand all of that. Therefore, there will be no condemnation to him who is found in Christ. We have to ask ourselves, why would that be important? I'll tell you why. Because half of God's people walk around with condemnation every day. The devil has robbed you of the therefore. The only thing he reminds you of is that you have faults and failures and weaknesses, and that you have a fallen nature, and there are lusts and envies and strifes and all kinds of things in you that you battle every day. But he never reminds you that there is a therefore. Because of your failures, because of your weakness, Christ died on the cross, and anybody that steps into Christ, therefore there is now no condemnation to him that is in Christ. Praise God. There's a reason why that therefore is there. Therefore becomes the critical hinge or the word which bridges. It is that which joins the preceding reasonings together with the subsequent action which is to be taken, whether it's by man or whether it is by God. Therefore is an adverb. It is a part of speech that modifies or qualifies the associated words or clauses. It means these different things. We use these words in modern English today. Therefore, it could be replaced with words such as then or thus or since or so or hence or the reason that or accordingly to, consequently because of, or on that ground or to that end or at that result. All of these words could replace this word here, therefore. Therefore works the same way in the Word of God as it does in the religion or in the English language. It takes us from what we believe to how we behave. That's what the therefore does. The whereas is what I believe. But the therefore says, because this is what I believe, this is the actions that I am going to take. And so when we get into the Word of God and we find out the power of this word. Now the Bible is more than just a collection of beautiful religious writings. It is a legal document possessing great power. It is a binding contract that governs the life of every child of God. We need to be as familiar with its articles and clauses and its codes and judgments and conditions and decrees and edicts and laws and limitations and ordinances and its prerequisites, its provisions, requirements, resolutions, its writings, its statutes, its stipulations, its ultimatums, and especially, ladies and gentlemen, its fine print. Always read the fine print. It is a legal document which enters into our life. It governs our relationship, the relationship between man and God. Therefore, every resolution ever written, every decree ever drawn up, it's something that we need to pay attention to. God expects us to follow them, obey them, understand them. But just as important as the things in the Word of God that govern me are those things which set me free and those things which give me power and those things which give me authority. The Word of God tells us that the devil is a fallen foe, cast out of heaven like lightning, shot down to the earth. He has brought death, hell, and damnation to man. Therefore, Jesus said, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy. You shall put your foot upon the neck of your enemy and you'll crush him. You'll cast out devils. You'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's important that we understand the therefores of the Word of God. You see, some people spend more time figuring out their life insurance than they do figuring out their eternal life. It is always a good practice to know what therefore is there for. And when you find a therefore, you begin to read what it's all about. You look before it and you look after it. It is going to strengthen your understanding in the Word of God. Now, I realize there's 1,220 of them. We're not going to try to cover them all. We'll just cover four. It is 8 o'clock. I'll be done shortly. When you belong in God's family, look at your neighbor and say, I'm God's kid. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 and 20. I'm going to give you the therefore first. So then we're going to back up and find out what causes this action. Look at the word of the Lord in Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse number 19. Therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built up the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Paul the apostle says to the church of Ephesus, he says, therefore you are the children of God. What is he talking about? Where did that come from? We have to back up Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. Whereas ye have quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Verse number 8. Whereas, and the whereas isn't there, but the clause is. Whereas by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Whereas ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. And then in verse 13, whereas now in Christ Jesus, you are sometimes were afar off, but are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Verse 18, whereas through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Because of all of that, Paul said, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. The next time the devil comes picking on you, you need to remember God put a therefore in there. You're not just a part of the human race. You're a part of the kingdom of God. You're not the son of the devil. You're not the son of a human race. You're the son of God. I've been adopted. I've been brought in by the blood. Hallelujah. Woo. When that devil comes picking in you and he gives you the whereases, he says, whereas you are fallen, whereas you are weak, whereas you're a sinner, whereas you're a liar, whereas you're a deceiver. His list can go on and on and on, and they'll all be true. But you stand up and say, yeah, but because of that, God said, therefore, there is no condemnation in him that is in Christ. Therefore, I am a child of God, bought by the blood, redeemed by Calvary. And you can look at him and say, devil, you're picking on God's kid. You better be careful. I belong to the Father. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 20. Just a few more of these and we'll be done. And you can read the other 1,216 of them yourself. That's your homework before Sunday. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 20. Therefore, everybody say therefore. And we ask ourselves, what's the therefore, therefore? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. What is God saying? I'll tell you what he's saying. You got to back up to chapter 6, verse number 9. Whereas the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And in Corinthians 6 and 11. Whereas such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of God. Whereas all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. That is in Corinthians 6 and 12. And then 6:19, whereas your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. And then verse 20, whereas you are bought with a price. Then Paul said, because you're bought, because you're washed, because you're redeemed, therefore glorify God in your body, glorify God in your spirit, which are God. Hold on now. Paul just took this to another level. A moment ago, he said, you're a child of God. But now he raised the level. And when the devil comes picking on me, I'm going to look at him and say, devil, do you know who you're picking on? You're picking on God. Because this is God's body. This is God's temple. And when you mess with my mind, you mess with his mind. When you mess with my body, you mess with my body. And devil, you know what happened the last time you picked on God. The last time you flexed your muscle in the face of God, he threw you out of heaven and you've lived in hell ever since. I've come to tell you, devil, therefore, this body is God. And if you're going to mess with me, you're messing with God. And then we're going to go to one more. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 12 and 13. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So Paul the Apostle said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. Therefore, what, Paul? What are you talking about? Romans chapter 8 and verse number 2. Or the whereases that precede this therefore. Whereas the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8 and 6. Whereas to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 8 and 8. Whereas they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9. Whereas ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Whereas if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. And because of all of this, Paul said, therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh. What is Paul trying to tell us? Quit being nice to your flesh. You don't owe it anything. It's your flesh trying to separate you from God. Walk in the Spirit and fulfill not the lust of the flesh. God has redeemed us from the things of this old body that try to bring us down. Listen to me, friend. The flesh is going to try to convince you that you can't win, you can't overcome, you can't conquer. You'll always suffer through it. You'll always be bound by it. But I've got good news for you. You can overcome, you can win, you can destroy sin. You do have power over the lust of the flesh if we'll learn to walk in the Spirit. Somebody shout, what is the therefore? Therefore. Why is it there? I'm going to tell you why. God hears your prayers. Every word you've ever whispered, God has heard. We taught, was it last Wednesday, on our response to the delay, to God's delay. How are we going to respond to that? His delay doesn't mean he hasn't heard our prayers. The word of the Lord makes it so plain and so clear. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. Therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's a powerful verse. Come boldly, Paul says, unto the throne of grace. What could possibly predicate that? What could give a foundation to such a statement? That in my weakness, in my frailty, in my fallen flesh, in my divided mind and spirit, What could possibly give me the courage or the strength or the right to be able to walk into the presence of God and to do it boldly? Well, first of all, I'm a child of God. I done read that to you. Secondly, all this body belongs to Him. It's not even mine. And when I bring it in the throne, I'm just bringing His own temple before Him. And if I'll get that in my mind and heart, I'll understand it better. But Paul predicates this. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 14. Whereas ye are made partakers of Christ. He starts out with, he's going to predicate. He's going to substantiate. He's going to build a foundation of why you got the right to enter in the throne room of grace and do it boldly. And he starts out with this. You have been made a partaker with Christ. So Paul said you can walk in boldly because of this. You're never walking into the throne alone. You are with Christ. When you walk in the throne room of grace, Jesus Christ is walking in there with you. You're not by yourself. He said, wherefore you've been made a partaker of Christ. He said, wherefore we which have believed do enter into the rest. Verse 12, whereas of chapter 4, whereas the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than to any two-edged sword. Verse 14, whereas we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Verse 15, whereas we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. No wonder Paul could say, because Jesus goes in there with us, therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace in a help of a time of need. No matter how you're falling, no matter how you messed up, no matter what's gone wrong, God said, His word said, you can come into the throne room of grace because Jesus is with you. And Jesus was tempted, and Jesus understands. Clap your hands to the Lord and give Jesus praise. Last one. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 6. Therefore, the word says, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. So what do? When we see a therefore in the Word of God, we understand that this is the action, the result of a resolution that has already been passed. And so we have to back up to find out what was that resolution that caused the condition of the therefore, or the action of the therefore. Because the therefore just basically means because of this, 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 and this, therefore, this, 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 and this is what we're going to do. And it is agreed on by the body. And the Lord said that every word that heaven and earth shall pass, but He said, my word shall never pass. It is forever settled. Every I dotted, every T crossed. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. What is causing this action to come to pass? He lays this foundation. He begins with Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 4. And I add the whereas just to make it look like it's a resolution being done by a modern American. or some parliament or something. Just the first word of a statement. Paul makes these statements. 1 Thessalonians 4:4. Whereas every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Verse 7. Whereas God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Whereas the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Verse 16, I'm sorry. Whereas yourselves know perfectly, this is verse chapter 5, verse 2. Whereas yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Verse 4, chapter 5. Whereas ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. And Paul lined all this up and he said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So the action is because he's coming back and because he called us to righteousness and to holiness and to separation. Paul said, don't fall asleep in the last days. Stay awake, be sober, because he is coming back. Therefore, let us not sleep. Let's stand. I want to tell you that our work for God matters. This one last verse here, I want to read it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So Paul the apostle said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He built upon that. In verse 20 of that same chapter, whereas now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Verse 22, whereas in Adam all died, even Christ shall be made alive. In verse 26, whereas the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. In verse 51, whereas we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Verse 52, whereas the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. In 54, whereas then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Therefore, my beloved, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because the rapture is coming. So when you're reading the word, you come across that word, therefore, don't just keep going. Say, whoa, wait a minute. The word of God is making a proclamation of action. And it's based on something. So I have to first read what this action is. Then I need to back up and find out what predicated this move of the hand of God. And when we look at the reasons that were line upon line and precept upon precept laid out. And then we get to the verse where it says, therefore, because of this, God says, therefore, this is what I am going to do. Or this is what I ask or command of you to do as a child of the living God. So the question is, what is the therefore? Therefore. And we can strengthen our hearts and our minds and our spirits in the Word of God if we'll just stop and take the time to find out. There is so much deliverance in this book. And I'm going to tell you something it'll help you do. If you'll do this, it'll help you not to take Scripture out of context. It'll help you apply it right and understand what is really being said. And it will give you revelation into the power that you have in God. the spoken word, the promises made by God, why they were made. And it'll help put the fear of God in you. Because some of those therefores are, therefore, I will curse your land. I will this, I will that. We say, well, why? Why? And you can read back and see the whereas and say, okay, so I don't need to do this and I don't need to do that. And I need to stay away from this and I need to make, and I can line up on these things so that I don't get that therefore because I don't want those. So why is that therefore there? Is the question. Amen. Reach over, get your neighbor's hand. Father, we are so thankful for your word tonight. I pray that each and every one of us leave here today with a better understanding of the word of God, how to read it, see it, understand it, how to apply it to our hearts, to help us, God, not to take things out of context, to help us to understand the word of God better. And Lord, that we might be able to truly walk in truth and not be walking on some false promise that we think was made, but Lord God, it really never was, or some that a promise that was made that we're not aware of, God, that we could be walking on. Father, I just pray that we have better understanding, that we walk in that understanding, that we might be able to pray the word with understanding. And then, God, we will see the results. We will see the aftermath, Lord Jesus. And Father, teach us how to use this ourselves. Even in our prayer, God, we can lay down, Lord, promises from the word, and then because of those promises, we can say, therefore, devil, I will live. Therefore, devil, I will be blessed. Therefore, devil, I will make it out of this valley. Therefore, devil, my children will be saved. Therefore, devil, I just want to let you know, my marriage will be mended. Therefore, devil, I just want to let you know, my body will be healed. Therefore, why? Because he promises that he'll provide my every need by his riches that are in glory, that he'll heal every disease by his stripes that were upon his back. Hallelujah. God, give us this power. Give us this ability. Give us this authority. Give us this wisdom. Help us to use your word to, God, to build an argument in the face of the devil and then to close it with the word of God. Therefore, this is what's going to happen. And we give you praise. Let's clap our hands to the Lord and give him praise in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. I praise you. I adore you, God. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. So build your prayers. Have word to back up your prayers. Lay down a foundation and then look the devil straight in the face and say, therefore, because of this, I proclaim it. Therefore, they will be healed. Therefore, they will be delivered. Therefore, they will. You can do it in Jesus' name. I love you. God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Amen. Serve a great God.